Chapter 5. No one knows anything about him. Neither at dinner, on that evening at Manchester Square, nor after dinner, as long as Mrs. Roby remained in the house, with a word said about Lopez by Mr. Wharton. He remained longer than usual, with his bottle of port wine in the dining-room, and when he went upstairs he sat himself down and fell asleep, almost without a sign. He did not ask for a song, nor did Emily offer to sing. But as soon as Mrs. Roby was gone, and Mrs. Roby went home round the corner somewhat earlier than usual, then Mr. Wharton woke up instantly and made inquiry of his daughter. There had, however, been a few words spoken on the subject between Mrs. Roby and her niece, which had served to prepare Emily for what was coming.
"Lopez has been to your father," said Mrs. Roby, in a voice not specially encouraging for such an occasion.
Then she paused a moment, but her niece said nothing, and she continued.
"Yes, and your father has been blaming me, as if I had done anything. If he did not mean you to choose for yourself, why didn't he keep a closer lookout?"
"I haven't chosen anyone, Aunt Harriet."
"Well, to speak fairly, I thought you had. I have nothing to say against your choice. As young men go, I think Mr. Lopez is as good as the best of them. I don't know why you shouldn't have him. Of course you'll have money, but then I suppose he makes a large income himself. As to Mr. Fletcher, you don't care a bit about him."
"Not in that way, certainly."
"No doubt your papa will have it out with you just now, so you had better make up your mind what you will say to him. If you really like the man, I don't see why you shouldn't say so and stick to it. He has made a regular offer, and girls in these days are not expected to be their father's slaves."
Emily said nothing further to her aunt on that occasion, but finding that she must, in truth, have it out with her father presently,